Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Notre Dame doesn't get into the playoff. We talked about it yesterday. We don't need to re-legislate. If you missed our discussion on JMU getting in, the state of the union on how the playoff is determined. Worth a listen. A lot of calls. Good conversation, I thought. Wherever you get your audio, you can podcast that. But we left one conversation on the cutting room floor to come back to today, and it's time to eat our leftovers. And that is that the team that was the first out, Notre Dame, that got screwed more than anybody else, because it's not a matter to me of someone that's in shouldn't be. I just think that one team that didn't get in was going to be really, really upset and probably deserved to be in. It was either going to be Alabama, and you've now ruined the SEC championship game moving forward. It was going to be Miami, and you've now rendered head-to-head games irrelevant. And why am I playing any out-of-conference games that matter at all that I could possibly lose early in the season? So scheduling changes forever. Or it's going to be Notre Dame, and they're just going to have to wear the fact that they lost to the two best teams that they played, even though they went on a incredible run down the stretch. And as we talked about quite a bit yesterday, Danny, you're going to have to explain away the fact that they were behind Miami on the final ranking that you did.
Yep.
After being in front of them for basically the entire season with only having one and somehow got leapfrogged. Doesn't make sense.
Right.
But that's what they chose to explain away over the other things.
Yeah, so this is two discussions. One, they absolutely have a point. They should be livid. They should be beyond furious. Because, again, it doesn't make sense. Had they been ranked behind Miami the entire time because of the head-to-head matchup, even though their schedule was more difficult than Miami's, even though Miami wasn't playing better than they were down the stretch of the season with a couple of losses, bad ones, I might add. Louisville's not any good, neither is SMU, both beat Miami. Notre Dame did nothing but beat everybody else on their schedule, which you could quibble with. But the frustration there, I understand. You've got a point. Now, I close that book, yep. Open a brand new one, where you decided to do something that I think a lot of people have a hard time understanding.
Which we'll get into. But first, I want to acknowledge that if I was the committee, I would have done the same thing. Notre Dame would have been my team out. In a world where five auto bids go to conference champions, Tulane and JMU were the highest ranked of them. You just followed the letter of the law. You just followed the rules. This is how it works. So those teams get in. There are now fewer bids for everybody else at large. That's where somebody's going to get screwed. And now it comes down to Alabama, Miami, Notre Dame for two spots. I would have had Alabama in. or you're never getting another SEC title game again. And I would have had Miami in because they played Notre Dame head-to-head and beat them. So Notre Dame, while yes, they're getting screwed, and yes, they should be angry, and I totally understand the frustrations of that fan base, it's exactly what I would have done. You said yesterday you would have also had the exact same rankings, and you would have kept Notre Dame out.
Sort of. I wouldn't have made the last minute switch. You know what I mean? Like the criteria that they had all season long for the rankings, they abandoned at the very end.
So you would have. So
like in other words, you can't, like what if you've done this for 7 weeks,
sure.
Which is what they did, where Notre Dame is as many as six or seven spots ahead of Miami, and then they switched it at the very last second, despite nobody playing any different. Miami didn't make the conference championship game, and Notre Dame didn't do anything. I can't do that.
So then you would have had Notre Dame in, and Miami out.
If I was bound to the rankings that I had established for the previous 7 weeks, then I suppose so.
I mean, they weren't bound to them, obviously, but your point is, in a world where we've seen these rankings for 6 weeks, you're basing on that and resumes a field of 12, who's in and who's out?
If I come to it late, blind ballot style, I would have put Miami in over Notre Dame, right? But I didn't come to it late.
I'm saying in the reality of what happened, you're the committee. Mm-hmm. The rankings were all year long.
You can't switch based on nothing.
So you would have had Miami out.
Yes. Based on their rankings that we all seem to have agreed to.
And then when everybody yelled at you, well, wait a second, Miami and Notre Dame essentially were tied and you went with the team that lost head-to-head, you would have said, yeah, I think we had a stupid rating for the Notre Dame and Miami juxtaposition all year long, but I just followed that. That's kind of what you're...
No, I said we've got a bunch of things that we supposedly were considering, and then we stopped considering them at the last minute to make the switch. It's ludicrous to make the switch at the last minute. That, to me, is astounding. Like, no one should be talking about anything else besides that. That last-minute switch is incredible.
So I'm just trying to get to the Notre Dame being left out point, mm-hmm. but all I'm trying to do is get everybody on the record here. So for me, Notre Dame's out. I still can't quite figure it out, but it sounds like you would have Notre Dame in.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, so that's all I'm trying to do. Point of the dude's story is they get left out of the college football playoffs. They decided when that happened that they would not be participating in a postseason game. Instead of going and playing in one of the great bowl games in America in a preeminent matchup against another great team that just got left out, I don't know what that would have looked like, BYU or somebody. Instead of doing that, they've decided, nope, we're not doing that. Because we don't want ESPN to benefit after screwing us over. We don't want anybody to make any money off of our name and our involvement with our program being involved and all the people that are going to fly and get hotels and take part as fans in this process. You're not going to get anything out of us. So they have, and there's estimates out there I've seen of tens of millions of dollars that they'll cost ESPN, basically tried to take their jab back after getting left out of the playoffs by not playing in a game. This is the team version, Danny, of the opt-out that you see from the talented players that are going to go high in the draft who decide they don't want to risk an injury. And so as a team, they're going, we're not going to play. So like Jeremiah Love, who's going to be in New York at the Heisman ceremony, who's one of the best players in America this year, possibly the best player in college football, the running back for the Irish. He's draft-bound at 20 years old. He wasn't going to play in this game probably anyway, if I had to guess. The team is doing the team version of that, where they're going, we're not playing in any games.
Yeah, they're
you screwed us, so now you don't get to watch us play anymore.
Well, they're hiding behind, by the way, and some of the statements that I've read or comments from the AD and otherwise, they're hiding behind the, well, a lot of guys are going to opt out, and we want the team that took the field to start the season to be the same team that takes the field at the end of the season, and we were robbed of that by the playoff committee. Ipso facto, a couple guys opting out who are going to the NFL. That means we're not the same group, so we're not going to play anymore. It's a convoluted way, but they're trying to hide behind an attempt to show that we're together and integrity and other kind of stuff. Here's what happened. They got screwed, and they're mad about it. And so this is their way of flipping the bird to everybody else.
And I just think it's really embarrassing. Another word I'd use is lame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Shameful, feels strong, but probably accurate as well. It's just easier to be happy that they got left out when you see how they're handling it, because it's not how teams normally handle something like this. I think about Vanderbilt, not that they had the case that Notre Dame did, but a really, really good college football team that was scratching and clawing trying to get into the college football playoff.
And had a case too, not as strong, but had one.
And I think about what Clark Lee, their head coach, said at Vanderbilt about whether or not, when asked if they were going to play in their bowl game, do they want to continue their season? Here's what he had to say.
No. I mean, I can't speak to their process, but we love playing football here. And to realize that we get a chance to close out a special season with a special group of players on a great bowl stage in a great city, against a really, really tough opponent. I mean, as a football fan, as a football coach, as a football person, it's hard not to get excited about that. So there was no way that we were going to end this story early, and I'm so excited to be taking this team down to Tampa. And I got a chance to spend, I think, like 23 days or so with them. You know, we're going to soak up every one of those days. So looking forward to that.
I love that answer. I'm going to be around these guys, impact their lives more, enjoy them more for these next 23 days. It's the last chance we'll ever be together in this capacity. This team will never be the same again. Look around at your wedding. That collection of people will never be, all of them from your life, all meaningful in some way, in the same room again as long as you live. We got 23 days together. We love football here. We're going to go play some football.
Not the same, obviously. Not even comparing it. Just saying, the closest I could fathom is we got upset in the finals of our conference tournament my senior year. And that was the last meaningful baseball game I was ever allowed to play. Something I dedicated my entire life to for really 18 and a half, almost 19 years. And that's it. If they told me, hey, you guys get another tournament where teams that got upset in their conference championships are going to go play, I would. What? How much? I'll write you a blank check. You fill in the number, whatever thinks appropriate. Let me go do it. So many of their players, even though Notre Dame's nasty and awesome, are not NFL players. They're guys that are going to be, you know, commercial real estate brokers in like 6 months. You know, the idea that you would say no, thank you, because it didn't go your way, I'll never understand that. I'll never get it. For the pros, I get it. You're opting out. You got a career and a future to worry about, right? An unnecessary game for you, for Jeremiah Love, who's going in the first round. Full endorsement if I'm one of these seniors.
I have never had any issue.
Zero.
And never would have a problem with a player with millions of dollars in front of him, or maybe no money in front of him, but the hope that he can get to the combine and have a shot. Absolutely.
An individual is a different story, 100%.
But there's always a way to field a roster. And frankly, the result of the game doesn't even matter that much. I think about Florida State, who got screwed way worse than Notre Dame did, by the way.
Yeah.
Go back to, what was that? That was December 2023, so yeah, that was 2 years ago, when they got blown out by Georgia. Do you remember that score? 63-3 in the Orange Bowl. 63-3. Georgia beat Florida State in the Orange Bowl when the Seminoles were a top four team in America, maybe a top couple team in America, and they were told they couldn't make the playoffs. Do people remember why? It's not because they didn't have the resume. It's
quarterback got hurt.
They didn't do all the stuff they were supposed to and go 13-1, and it's not because of the conference championship game. It's because their quarterback suffered an injury and wouldn't be available to play in that game. And because the committee decided, correctly, by the way, they were a worse team, and because the committee decided, and they were correct about this, that they wouldn't be able to win a playoff game, they said, we're not allowing you to participate, which is a hell of a decision. Now, they were proven correct on how uncompetitive the game would have been when there were only a couple playoff games. They didn't want one of them to semifinal to be terrible. So then they go to the Orange Bowl. They play 12-1 Georgia, I think it was. At the time, they were 13-0, if the standings in front of me are correct. So they hadn't lost a game. They'd been perfect all year long. They got screwed on a 1-10 level, 10 out of 10.
Yep.
At the time, I didn't even have that much of a problem with it because it was only a couple playoff games. It's like a Final Four, essentially. You're basically giving someone a bye into the championship. But it's still a 10 out of 10 in terms of an unfair situation. The Notre Dame one is like, to me, where is that? Is that a 5? That's maybe a 5.5, let's say. You know what Florida State did? With all their guys opting out, with a backup quarterback, I think they were down to their third-string quarterback.
They were.
They packed up their bags and they went to the Orange Bowl. And they got beat by 60 against Georgia. That's what they did.
Because
It's a football team. What do football teams do? They play football.
If you give them a football game, they'll play it.
They play football.
Yeah.
I can't believe Notre Dame's doing this. Now, it sounds as though they pulled their captains. That's the way this went.
Yes.
They go to the captains and they go, hey, guys, should we play this game? I don't know if they pulled every single player or just captains. I've seen both. But the story I read was that they pulled their captains who are like their, you know, you see this in the NFL, your leadership council or whatever. And enough of those guys voted to say, we don't want to play in the game on behalf of the players. If you can't field a roster, if there's not enough guys to go play in a game, I guess that's fine. Bet you there would have been enough guys you could have gone and played football with. But that's what happened. And so they decided they weren't going to play any more football. And I wonder what people have to say. Do you think that, first and foremost, you have an issue with it? Or do you think they're doing something that's perfectly reasonable? You screwed me, I screw you. 800-636-1067. Because it will cost the ESPN millions of dollars. I mean, it's a jab back that lands on the chin for sure. Also, is this going to be the norm? That's really my main question.
I think the toothpaste is out of the tube on this one.
Do you think this will be the new thing that whatever team?
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I think this is particularly unacceptable, and it's like a Notre Dame only, like famous for being famous.
Because they now have the memorandum of understanding with the NCAA or whoever the committee is, whoever's in charge of this crap, that if we're in the top 12, we get in automatically. That starts next year. Doesn't start now, though.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd be in.
Do you think Alabama would have done this? I don't.
Don't know.
I think they would have played football. It makes sense to me that this was Notre Dame. Like, they would be the team to do this for me.
Interesting. There's something to that.
800-636-1067. Like, why can't you join a conference? You know what I mean? They got to do everything.
This is the
way.
Committee being like, you're being punished for that. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
the open invitation was there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.